President Trump's tweets claiming ISIS is defeated and the 2,000 or so American troops in Syria are coming home are still reverberating. Here's Senator Lindsey Graham on CNN today with a comparison to domestic politics.
This is just a disaster in the making. Taking our forces out of Syria would be akin to tearing down the wall along the southern border. We're more exposed with withdrawing our forces because they're a virtual wall to protect us against the rise of ISIS and radical Islam.
And this morning on NPR's Morning Edition, Admiral James Stavridis said while the U.S. troop number, again a little over 2,000, is small, withdrawal would be a Christmas present to Russia's Vladimir Putin, who's been backing the Assad regime. But Democratic Senator Chris Murphy says he supports removing the troops. And on CNN, he rejected fears that violence will surge, as it did when President Obama pulled troops out of Iraq.
I don't think it's fair to say that, well, the same thing's going to happen in Syria that happened in Iraq, because what's happening in Syria right now, even as we are there, is totally unacceptable. This strategy of putting 2,000 troops has frankly not worked. It has not stopped the carnage.
But what about the Kurds, the U.S. allies who've been fighting ISIS in Syria? They're backed by the U.S. troops. And by the way, two of those troops have been killed in Syria. Dr. Najmuddin Karim is president and founder of the Washington Kurdish Institute. He's in Kurdish Erbil in Iraq. Doctor, your reaction to withdrawal?
You know, the announcement was shocking to thousands of brave men and women who worked with the U.S. special forces and coalition forces to defeat ISIS and liberate the people from about 35% of Syrian land. They paid with their lives, thousands of injured and killed in these battles. Now, all of a sudden, they are being left without any warning. And what is really surprising about this, this comes with a tweet. President Trump's policy is schizophrenic. On one side, he's trying to contain Iran, and on the other side, he is allowing Iran with Russia and the Syrian regime to control all of Syria. And actually, he has allowed the Iranians to be at the doorstep of Israel. And actually, for those who say that the troops should come back, the mission is not finished. Why were they sent there to begin with if this was the policy to abandon your friends? And then this tweet actually is going to unleash the jihadist terrorists supported by Turkey to invade northern and northeast Syria against the same people who have fought with the brave U.S. Forces, the special forces, and U.S. coalition from other countries such as Britain and France.
Just last week, a spokesperson for the Coalition Against the Islamic State estimated that ISIS, the Islamic State, still had 2,000 to 2,500 fighters just in one area in Syria. There might be 20 to 30,000 across Syria and Iraq, still carrying out an estimated 75 attacks a day. That's according to a researcher at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington. So pretty much the consensus is that while ISIS has certainly been largely defeated with the help of the Kurds, they are by no means gone. Does it feel like an abandonment to you? It feels to many people like it's another abandonment of the Kurds.
It is an abandonment. And this is the same thing that happened after 2011 when the troops withdrew from Iraq and we saw that Al-Qaeda reconstituted. Then they all became ISIS and established the caliphate in Syria and Iraq. And the same thing will happen, I'm sure. And we know after emboldening the Iranians and the Shia militias to attack the Kurdish forces in Iraqi Kurdistan, ISIS has reemerged in Kirkuk, in other places, Diyala and Salahuddin provinces, and in western Iraq. So ISIS is not gone by any means.
But, Doctor, as you well know, the Syrian Democratic Forces, the Kurdish forces in Syria, are an offshoot of the militia, the YPG, that's allied with a Turkish-Kurdish separatist group, the PKK. Turkey, of course, wants them wiped out, has been furious about the Kurdish forces on the Turkish border in Syria. Do you worry that this is an alliance between Turkey and the U.S. that will mean the Turks are now going to attack the Kurds?
This is really not the issue. I think President Trump gave in. I think he gave in because he's facing a lot of issues domestically, legally, and Turkey has become an authoritarian state. Turkey imprisons more journalists than any other country in the world, and they are the ones who are crying about Khashoggi. Actually, they probably are happy that Khashoggi was killed so they can get something out of it. The U.S. has double standards about these things. It looks like President Trump has not seen an authoritarian figure that he didn't like, actually.
But, Doctor, what do you say to Senator Chris Murphy, for instance, the Democrat from Connecticut, who said it was a half-hearted U.S. military commitment, just enough to increase the fighting but not enough to do anything about it? It was a quagmire.
It wasn't a quagmire. How many Americans were killed in Syria? It was the Kurdish forces that were getting killed and wounded and fighting and doing this. And I think the chairman of the Joint Chiefs and the Secretary of Defense and National Security Advisor probably know the situation day to day and what these people have been able to do and accomplish more than the others.
That's Dr. Najmuddin Karim, president and founder of the Washington Kurdish Institute. We reached him in Erbil, the Kurdish territory in Iraq. Dr. Karim, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lauren.